John, I would prefer a world where God had the capacity to guard innocent people from harm and did it. I wish I lived in that world. I wish you lived in that world. Tragically, we don't. We live in a world where innocent people suffer illness and accident and crime and all sorts of other things. Given the reality of those things, how do we understand them? You either believe that God wants these things to happen because he's in control of the whole show, and then you have to understand, why is he doing this? What are we being punished for? What is the lesson he's trying to teach us? Or else, as I prefer to believe, to choose to say that these happen for other reasons which are beyond God's power to prevent, and that God is on our side. How does my understanding of God sustain us? Because it says to people, God is on your side. God feels as bad about this, as hurt by this as you do. He's not punishing you. You don't deserve it. The key to surviving misfortune and tragedy is one's own self-esteem, one's own sense that I am a good person, this shouldn't be happening to me. Religion should not defend God and justify misfortune. Religion should bind the wounds of the bleeding human being and tell him that God loves him and does not want him to suffer.
Okay, Dr. Geisler?
Well, I certainly agree with that. I think that God is on our side. God does love us. He's manifested by creating us, by sustaining us, by giving us air to breathe. Our heart beats within our bodies. He gives us food, every good thing in its season. He's manifested his love in innumerable ways to us. But what really comforts me is not simply that God loves me, but that the God that loves me has the power to fulfill the desires of that love, that he's not handcuffed by laws he's made. He's not tongue-tied by the creation that surrounds him, that God is in sovereign control over the world and that he can bring about exactly what his love desires to be brought about. If I didn't have a kind of God who was both all-powerful and all-loving, there would be no reason to be assured from his love because he might be so impotent that he couldn't accomplish any of his loving desires for me.
But Norm, I think the question becomes, if God has the power to do these things out of his love, why doesn't he? Why does the person die? Why does the accident happen? Why does the rapist mutilate the body of the young girl?
I think that's a good question. As I see it, there are two answers to that, or two aspects of it to the Bible. One, we're free, and God gave us freedom. And two is that this world is not the whole story. If we assume that this life is the whole story, then it seems unjust. But if we assume there is a life after this, and that God is not finished with us yet, that he's going to resurrect the dead, that there's going to be a day of reckoning, of reward and punishment, then, of course, it takes on entirely different color. The Bible says that Jesus Christ brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And what gives me hope as a believer is that Jesus reversed the course of death. He suffered for us, and he brought us hope of an immortal life. And therefore, I'm encouraged.
For Harold at this